At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. All right, Gina in Philly writes, my uncle brought his much younger wife over to meet me and my husband. She was cute, but her lashes were too long and her dress was too tight. I caught my husband staring at her a few times. He talks bad about women like this, but he didn't have one bad thing to say about her. Is this really what he likes?
Yeah.
You couldn't quit looking at her.
Yeah, let's answer that question. Next question, Cheryl. Wow.
You don't want to elaborate?
That's what he like. That's what he like, and that ain't what you do. And always remember this. That he talk about women who do that, that's a deflection.
So
sitting up here
think.
With all them tight clothes on, them long eyelashes. I like eyelashes.
But, I mean, there's a point where they can be too long, though.
It's
they
a limit. But long as they ain't on margin, I don't care.
Moving on to Tanya in New Mexico. Tanya writes, 7 years ago, I was dating a man that sold drugs, and now he's changed his life and is a preacher. He's wanting me back in his life, but I'm still a dancer, and I make great money, and I get paid for appearances. I'm sure he hasn't changed all of his ways, so why is he trying to change me all of a sudden?
Because he's a preacher.
Trying to save.
They're the soul conversion business. So why is he trying to change you? How long you think you're going to be able to get up on that pole? How long?
She said a dancer.
It's the pole.
She didn't say stripper. She said a dancer.
Ain't nobody paying no money to come see you do Alvin Haley.
And it's Ailey.
Same thing.
Him either. Hey, ain't nobody going out here to see you do the Nutcracker.
Well, crazy.
Well, what?
Now, so Shirley, yeah, that's why. And, you know, he wants you back in his life, but you're still a dancer. Now, you know, why is he trying to change you? But that's it. Skip it. Go on, keep dancing. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So keep on dancing. Get that money. And your life won't go forward anywhere.
But are you working tonight, though? I'm just asking if she's...
Now, here's the other problem, too.
Dancing.
When people change, don't expect everybody to go along with the change.
That's right.
Because the majority of the people will always reference you to where you were when they
used
knew
to
you.
Be.
That's true.
Used to be.
And so her reference point is you out in them streets. Now you a preacher trying to talk to her differently, and all she see is you were selling drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm the baddie. So you got to be careful when you make your change and you approach people with the new you. Be very careful.
Yeah, in the form of dope.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, no judgment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we all have a past. All right, moving on to Florida and Tuskegee. Florida says, I have a question. If I'm dating a man and he tells me that he's had orgies and threesomes a lot in the past, will he eventually want me to do this sort of thing too? The dating pool is so terrible now. Yeah. What am I getting myself into with him?
Yeah, some orgies and some threesomes. That's what you're
I know that's coming.
You're dating a man and that's what he keep telling you. Mm-hmm. So he throwing that out there. That's bait.
Mm-hmm.
And if you cool with it and you want to see him anyway, then you're going to have to see him and the rest of them people.
Well, she's saying the dating pool is so terrible now, so it sounds like she is going to keep seeing him because...
Well, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Because the dating pool, just because it's terrible now, don't mean you have to be in it.
Yeah. You don't have to date him.
You have to just, upgrade your standards. Mm-hmm. See, in order... to not be treated badly, you must first start with not accepting bad treatment.
Amen.
That's just the beginning of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're willing to even entertain it, then here it comes. If I think for 1 minute you're going to go along with this here, then along with it we go.
Yeah. Desperation is not the answer.
What?
Not the answer.
I mean, a threesome ain't bad treatment, though. I mean, it ain't... Bad. Why are you looking at it like that? You're so against everything.
Tommy.
It is hard to do equal treatments in a threesome.
And you know this how.
You can't figure out how it works.
You're talking from experience.
It's too difficult.
Balanced is out.
Why are you rubbing your forehead
kiss
right
one,
now?
Kiss 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Stop. And kiss. 1, 2, 3.
You exhausted.
5, 6, 7, 8. And rub. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Circles. Stop. Turn. And rub. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Why do you sound like you're in an exercise class?
And. Bounce 1, 2, 3. And turn. Bounce 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was trying to distribute that to you, and I said, man, I need to stop this here right here. I'm wearing myself out, losing count. This ain't going good at all.
Don't get involved, Florida. Please move on. All right, Vanya in Ohio says, this is the last one, Steve. There's a part of town where couples go to have sex in the car. My cousin joked about seeing my car parked there last week. I've never been up there, but I let my boyfriend use my car. My cousin has no reason to lie, so should I confront my man with a rumor or wait to catch him slipping and bust him myself?
You really think that he finna say he was up there with your car? Confronting him right now, I am telling you right now, he is going to deny this.
To lie.
Now, on the other hand, you ain't the only one with that kind of car.
That's out the gate. That's the lie out the gate.
Thank you. Save him. Save him, man.
You the only one. What? You think I'm the only one?
I love how you flip things.
I'm going to tell you now. You go right on here to the police station and run a track, and you'll find out how many of these cars. I see them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many times I thought that was you?
Good.
He flipped it. He always.
Girl, I was in that parking lot over there by that Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw your car got out with a baby seat in the back. Wasn't even you. And then see, I had them all the time. I thought I saw you down at CVS the other day. That wasn't you. Mm-hmm. I pulled up on you at the drive through down there at the Wendy. That wasn't you. Mm-hmm. Now your cousin seen your car up there. Did he see me? Did he see me? He saw the car. Did he see me?
All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.